This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good Day Health time is 7 minutes after the hour. Yes, Good Day Health. Good day from the old Doug Steffen days. The program started with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I, when we started doing the DJV program, saw no reason to change the name of the health program, and thus it didn't change its name, nor its participants, nor the basic message of thinking about our health, healthcare system, what research is being done, how our day-to-day lives impact what goes on with us long-term, all kinds of things, what you should be eating, how you should be exercising, do diets work, all of that sort of thing. And maybe, especially Ken, at this time of year, a lot of this stuff comes into focus. And I'm going to bet, because I know you, we get to the end of the year, next year, or actually a week from today when we actually do this program, it'll be the first of the new year, and so we'll have been through all the time that people use to reflect back on the last year, the big medical story of the year, or even better yet, big medical stories of the decade, because now they'll use the end of the decade as an excuse for going back through some things, and I guess it'll be appropriate as we have our time, either through our visit today, this week, or next week, to go back over some of the things that you, Ken Kronhaus, think are the most impactful discoveries, the research that's been done, the stories of what has affected the people in your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida, your patients, your clients, you as a professional, because you have said this many times on the air. The way you practice medicine today, and maybe we look back even over the last year, the last 10 years, is nowhere near what you were taught in school. And so I guess I would wonder out loud with you, if you want to take the opportunity, whether it's now or later on, to reflect in a way that helps bring us around to understand you are one of the primary people in your field, cardiology, and I suppose maybe traditional cardiology, the way that people have been introduced to new drugs, to new treatment systems, the realities of how life has changed because of our diets, the way we live our lives. I guess that's called lifestyle. And how that's changed also what you have to do to combat the illness that takes more Americans than any other illness.
Sure. Let's just put that out there. But I was planning on doing that next week. I'd like to put some
fun.
Thought into
that.
We'll just put that out there for next week.
I think something to be considered anyway. Okay. Meanwhile, research continues, and Ken's got an overview of a number of things that have come out in this past week, including a focus on dementia. And how, whether or not you, if you are overweight, how that, I mean, it would seem to me that would be common sense that obesity would affect dementia because of what's going on in your body. That affects what blood flows into your brain. So what's the result of this?
So we all want to do whatever we can on our own to lower our risk of getting dementia. So what can we do? Well, a study out this week in the medical journal Neurology says it's all about your weight, not your calories that you consume, not your exercise that you perform, but your weight. They may affect your weight, but what you want to focus on is your weight, your BMI in this study. And this was a 15-year study of middle-aged women, and probably the same thing will happen in men, and that study is yet to be performed. But we know at least in women, women who had obesity at the beginning of the study, and this was a large study of thousands of women, and 15-year follow-up is a really long study. And what we learned, that women who had obesity at the beginning of the study, Doug, were 21% more likely to develop dementia than women who had a normal BMI.
So there's nothing in that that you're surprised about, is there?
Well, I'm surprised that it's really just the obesity is the factor. And the other thing is, there has been some hints in some other smaller, less extensive studies that a low BMI may lead to dementia, and that was not noted in this study.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so let's put it on a practical par with you seeing patients every day at Lake Cardiology down in Mardura. If somebody comes in and they are obese, what percentage of the women, men, come into your office do you think are obese to begin with? What's the...
Okay, so we're talking 10%? Now, let's define terms. Obesity currently, and in this study, was defined as a BMI of 30 or over.
Okay.
We want...
We decided you and I, you have 24, I'm 25, I think.
And we want our BMI 25 or less, and between 25 to 30 is overweight. And I think right now, if you want to think about these things easily, it's probably a third of the American population is in each group. But there was a report in the last week or two, by 2030, 50% of Americans are going to be obese.
Good God.
And that is really frightening.
Yeah, sure is. And it's also pretty stupid when you get right down to it. I mean, if you want to call it what it is, it's ignorance. It's people, either that or there's a psychological problem here where people don't care about how long they live or what the quality, never mind how long you live, what's the quality of your life going to be?
Well, having this... Having gone to a great dinner last night, the people who prepare and cook and come up with foods, maybe they're just getting too good at this. It is hard for people to, you have to demonstrate self-control.
Yeah. Well, you got to feed your body things that are good for it. One of the great things, remember Phil Lempert?
And also in the right quantity.
Yeah. Remember what Phil used to say when we were talking about this? You and he functioned together in some of the stuff that we did together.
I remember Phil.
50 years ago. He used to say, if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't make any difference what you, what you do to it. Nobody's going to eat it. So the thing here is to make good food, healthy food, taste good. That's what you need to...
And a lot of people are doing that very well, but the key is also that you can get obese on too much healthy food. So you have to, in addition, eating healthy food is also watch the calories.
Yeah. Well, eating at home is generally healthier than eating out. And there are a lot of tricks that can go along with that. I find that I don't eat out as much as I used to. I don't cook well for myself. I cook handy.
It's getting easy. It used to, you know, you go back even a decade and it was almost impossible to eat out healthy. But it's getting easier if you choose correctly. You know, no longer are the days where you would say, oh, you know, I can't find anywhere to eat out healthy, because I don't think that's true anymore.
No, I think you're probably right about that. All right, lots of ground to cover here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. By the way, those of you who are making New Year's resolutions already and you've decided that you want to have more information, you want to proceed with intelligence as you go into the new year and the new decade when it comes to taking care of yourself or getting answers to problems you may have that you're not getting answers about from whatever your normal medical sources are, I strongly urge you to do what I do, and that's get on an airplane, fly to Orlando, go up to Lake Cardiology and see Ken. If you're in the local area, this program is broadcast all over Florida, so I would suggest that it'd be a good thing for you to call 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Make an appointment to go see Ken, and you'll understand then why we talk about him the way that we do, in the glowing terms we do. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax, because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Help yourself to the information. There's every week there's a podcast that comes out of the conversation that we have here. And the current one will focus on, well, there's all kinds of things. There's a dozen things we talk about with each discussion. But how to add 9 years to your life is a key to the current podcast, the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so catch it every week. New things, new wrinkles, new ways to deal, and new influences, obviously, to help you live longer and better. How to add 9 years to your life is the focal point of the podcast, most recently uploaded at gooddayhealthshow.com with Dr. Ken. All right, next in our overview of what's going on in research, the FDA has approved a new drug. Now, last week we were talking about the new drug they approved that would effectively take care of dementia, right? Or wasn't it? Was it?
No, that was for lowering triglycerides to extend your.
That was it.
To extend your life.
The fish oil, whatever that was. Yeah.
The SEPA.
Yeah. Now there's a new drug to treat migraines. How do you think this is going to turn out?
The FDA has been very busy, and there really hasn't been in a long time a really important new migraine drug that you could take orally by pill form, and the FDA has broken that slump. And the new drug, Ubrelv, U-B-R-E-L-Y-V, migraine sufferers who cannot get relief from existing medications, they have this new treatment option. The pill, it's called Ubrelv, and it's for the immediate treatment of migraine with or without an aura. It's not to be used to prevent migraines, only to treat an attack once it strikes.
All right, so let's dig into this a little bit. How frequently do you see people that have migraines? Have you ever had that problem yourself?
Well, I've never had it myself. Neurologists or internists, family doctors see most of these patients. When I was in training as a medical resident before I went to cardiology, I saw this problem quite often. And you work in an ER, you'll see this problem quite often. Horrible pain, horrible thing. If you have this problem, you know it, and this is going to be wonderful.
All right. There's the prognosis from Dr. Ken on that. Up next, more pot news. It's 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen, delivering on our promise to keep you informed as to the latest research and how it may impact you. Ken and I have this chuckle every once in a while, though it's serious stuff. We find most every week something negative, or he does, about pot because he knows that I'm going to be growing it on my farm. I'll tell you something that I haven't told you before. Most every conversation, by the way, that Ken and I share, we share on the air, because we don't have any secrets, no reason not to be real in who we are. So not only is the cannabis that I'm growing on the farm probably be into it by the end of this next year, the best that you can find anywhere probably in the Northeast, but also Harvard and Tufts are doing research together and independently on the impact of cannabis with regard to prostate cancer. I think you and I have talked about that a little bit. And so they've agreed to buy their cannabis from our production facility because of the cleanliness, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this stuff is going to be grown in a facility, Ken, that is like a hospital, even more pristine. 3 air door locks to keep any bugs. You can't go in there without, you know, you have to take all your shoes off. You have to be dressed in garb. It's going to be very pure. And so a lot of the things that we talk about with regard to pot, people put it into one kettle, like all pot's the same, and it really isn't, as is evidenced by the fact that Tufts and Harvard are going to be growing, taking stuff from us to do the research on whatever the ingredient is in really well-grown pot to forestall prostate cancer. So at any rate, there still is a lot of bad pot that's being grown. And a lot of that may be what you're talking about, what's being done research-wise. So what do you see? You're the cardiologist. How does pot affect your heart?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the studies occur on people who are using what is out there. So it is what it is.
A lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff out there.
And this is a report in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, Cardiovascular Imaging Journal this week. that regular pot use might potentially cause changes in the heart structure. People who regularly use marijuana tend to have a larger left ventricle. That's the main pumping chamber of the heart. And regular pot user also appear to have early signs, Doug, of impaired heart function, measured by how the fibers of the heart muscle deform during contraction. But the good news, the heart appears to recover in both size and function once a person stops using marijuana.
Isn't that the same as tobacco products? If you stop smoking, doesn't your body recover eventually, except for the cilia or whatever that stuff is in your lungs? But the rest of your body pretty much cleans that stuff out, doesn't it, when you stop
smoking? In terms of the cardiac effects, much of it or most of it, yes, over time. But the lung effects can forever be there.
Well,
And again, this is people using, you know, you were talking earlier about medical use of marijuana, which is totally different than recreational use. And I'm talking about recreational use.
And the stuff that's grown is different, too, by the way, for those of you who don't know that. It's different stuff. All right. So in terms of the structure, the heart structure, the lung structure and things, just I want to go one step further, if I may, with that, in terms of your lungs and what happens, the implications in your DNA, in your cellular structure. My mother was a smoker, my father was, but the impact wasn't from her. I mean, there's a certain amount of COPD from emphysema in my family, but the direct impact that has affected me, especially at this point in my life, has been being around the secondhand smoke and what that does to sort of kick off potential COPD issues. And I think that's been borne out by the research, too, hasn't it, Ken?
Big, fat, yes.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. All right. The FDA has approved another drug. This may be good for those of you who are heart and cardiovascular patients. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Exercise is linked to a reduced risk of 7 types of cancer, and the more physical activity, the better, according to a study published by the Journal of Clinical Oncology. In general, healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking or gardening. Alternatively, up to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity like jogging, running, swimming laps, jumping rope, or hiking are recommended. These guidelines have been largely
largely based on their impact on chronic diseases like cardiovascular and diabetes. According to Alpa Patel, the Senior Scientific Director of Research at the American Cancer Society. The study from the researchers of the American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, and Harvard School of Public Health pulled data from 9 studies involving more than 755,000 adults. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Reaching out to him is easy. 352-735-1400. Do that, and you'll be very happy with the results. Speaking of results, what we are here to do is bring you up to date on the results of lots of work being done by professionals and the reporting that happens in many of the journals that Ken watches, so that he knows what's going on, so he can apply this information to treating his own patients at Lake Cardiology. So this is something I'm sure you'll be on top of. As I said a few minutes ago, there's a new approval from the FDA for a generic blood thinner. And I was, we were just talking about my father being on the current spate, like Eliquis that you see advertised everywhere. The prior drug was Coumadin and Warfarin, which is basically rat poison. Because you look at go to any place, a hardware store, and buy mouse killer or rat poison or whatever it is, and you'll see the main ingredient is warfarin, and that also is what happens because it thins your blood. But with the rats, if you have enough of it, it thins your blood so that everything blows up in your circulatory system, right?
Isn't that what happens? You're giving a toxic level to the rats, so they hemorrhage and bleed to death. If you take a toxic level of anything, human-wise, it'll have a horrible effect. So we're not recommending you take a toxic level. But
no.
You were teasing the audience earlier about the revolutionary changes in medicine in the last decade. And clearly one of them has been the acceptance and wide use of these new blood thinners for atrial fibrillation instead of warfarin and Coumadin. And these are a group of medicines sometimes called NOACs, novel oral anticoagulants. That was the term that they were initially introduced with. And they are effective and maybe even more effective than Coumadin or warfarin for lowering the risk of stroke with atrial fibrillation. And the nice thing about them is there's only a single dose based on your kidney function, and you don't have to keep measuring your blood, your INR, in the old days your PT, up to every few weeks, because you don't have to change the dose doesn't change. And these have so much replaced the use of warfarin and Coumadin, except in those people who couldn't get it on the budget because they're quite expensive. And the news this week is that Eliquis, which is an approved treatment to reduce the risk of stroke in patients with irregular heartbeat or atrial fibrillation, and the drug is also used to prevent blood clots in veins located deep in the body and in the lungs. The FDA has approved the first generic for apixaban, or the popular blood thinner Eliquis. So if you have this need to reduce the risk of stroke because you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctors about the new generic Eliquis.
So, Eliquis has been on the market for 10 years or more, right? Isn't that
it's
how
been,
it becomes
it's been out there. It's amazing how time flies.
Yeah. All right. What do you most prescribe when it gets to this? Is Eliquis your drug of choice?
It is.
When it comes to this sort of
thing? It is.
Yeah. And how long has it been since you gave anybody, and can you imagine a circumstance in which you would now give someone a prescription for Coumadin or warfarin? No.
This is going to be a true game changer, because what has limited the use of Coumadin and warfarin has been cost. It limited the use of Eliquis when we had been using Coumadin or warfarin has been cost. And I think this is going to be a huge game changer for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is, if it can be popularly priced, no question about that, one way or the other. And this is something, again, my father had, 51, I think, when he was diagnosed with fibrillations. And he lived 40 years after that. And what killed him was his blood getting thick as a result of taking something else. There were contraindications. I never understood this. He would take Coumadin and, is it digitoxin or dioxin or something like that?
Boy, now we're going down the history of medicine. Digoxin used to be...
How many years ago? My father died in 2004, so it would have been 40 years before that. So then 1974, yeah.
In the 1970s, in order to slow down the heart because of the atrial fibrillation, the top beats like a bag of worms, and it just promotes these electrical beats to the bottom of the heart that beats too rapidly, and the blood pressure goes down, and it's incompatibility with being upright. To slow down these impulses so they don't make the bottom of the heart beat too rapidly, the only thing we had in the 1970s was either digoxin and then the introduction of beta blockers in the 1970s. And now we have really moved from using the so-called calcium channel blockers, and we rarely use digoxin anymore.
Yeah. Well, I remember, learning after the fact that there were things that, in terms of minerals and that sort of thing, that you could take that might have, because this is the electrical current is what's affected. But when you have
when I was an intern at Duke in the 1980s, early 1980s, you had atrial fibrillation. That was the initial. That was how you were treated with digoxin.
Really? What about magnesium as a supplement? Well, you and I think have talked about that from time to time, and how because I have every once in a while a little flutter, and I take magnesium, goes away.
Magnesium can stabilize the electrical activity in certain patients, especially if you're losing magnesium, you're on a diuretic, you're having diarrhea, vomiting. That's where magnesium is especially helpful. Sometimes it does remarkably work, even when people have normal levels in their blood and they're not losing it. I've seen my patients sometimes self-medicate with magnesium, and occasionally it works.
Yeah. All right, next up is understanding what's in your father's sperm and whether or not that will help you understand whether your child is going to be at risk for autism. It's interesting. I mean, this makes a whole lot of sense, actually, doesn't it?
Well, this comes out of the medical journal Nature Medicine. I think the surprising thing is that it's just the father. And a child's risk for developing autism spectrum disorder, the conclusion of this study is that it may be linked to genetic mutations, but found only in the father's sperm. Researchers have developed a method for measuring the presence of these disease-causing mutations in male sperm, and this test could be used in men who have not had children, but who want to know the risk of having a child with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty neat.
So, yeah, it is. And this is, we go back to what we don't want people to know about our, we were talking earlier on the DJV program about what happens with, in the advent of all of these tests, 23andMe, not only are things being discovered that may or may not be really true that are worrying people, but the exchange of information that's coming as a result of it. That is, where does that info go?
Yes.
You know, in this circumstance, if somebody finds out that your father's sperm would lead your child to have autism, then, you know, what do you do with that information? There are all kinds of moral implications here for that stuff, isn't there?
This test can be used going backwards, and that's where it creates a lot of angst, and you have to decide, do I need to know that? But going forward, it also can be helpful, as we discussed, to know the risk and may impact decision-making. But this is a difficult test to know how to use it in the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss how diet could lead you to have a bad night's... Well, I think this is... I don't know if there's any genius to this, but it's sort of an underscore for some people who, especially this time of year, are eating a lot of the wrong stuff and wondering why the heck they can't get to sleep. We have the answer to that. After I tell you about MyPillow, speaking of a good night's rest, wow, I moved into this new place here in Los Angeles, and it was a furnished place, and I don't like the beds, I don't like the pillows. I brought in my own MyPillow, or pillows, that I had in the old house here, and it's kind of silly. It sounds like an advertising gimmick, and to a point, I guess it is, in terms of what it really, what happens. The advertising message is one thing, but people and their experience is something else. And at first, I thought my pillows were great because they could be washed, kept clean, that sort of thing. That was cool. But I'll tell you now, seriously, I want to wrap myself around the my pillows in my bed. And the stuff that were on these beds here is just awful. And, a lot of people have just old pillows around. You should toss them and get new my pillows for all the beds in your house. And you can keep them clean because you wash them and dry them. There are no other pillows around you can do that with. And when you use the DJV code, you can get my pillows up to 66% off the regular retail price. So, just like you, we all have problems sleeping. Catch the pillows, the mattress covers, the mattresses, all the things in these new towels. Wow, they're really cool. Brand new for MyPillow, the soft, beautiful bath towels. Check those out as well. It's time for you to take care of you. That could be your New Year's resolution. I'm going to take better care of me in 2020. Start by ordering MyPillows for your bed. MyPillow.com. Special deals up to 66% off using the code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Aerobic exercise is good for you, but how much do you really need?
Most of us feel that you need to be active at least 3 or 4 times a week. Why? Because our bodies are set up that if you don't use your muscle within about 48 hours, it starts to do bad things.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says those bad things include muscle shrinkage, because your body thinks it doesn't need the muscle anymore, and an increase in belly fat. The American Heart Association recommends healthy adults get 150 minutes of moderate activity per week or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week. Dr. Kopetsky says interval training is a great way to get good results in a short amount of time.
If you can do like 3 intervals, going hard for a minute or two, getting your breath back, and going hard for a minute or two.
Moving reduces your risk of heart attack, stroke, some cancers, diabetes, and Alzheimer's disease. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I suggested that you could help us understand how diet could lead to insomnia. What's the story behind the story there, Ken?
Interesting, great story here. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a diet high in refined carbohydrates, particularly added sugars, is linked to a higher risk of insomnia. This also includes soda, white rice, white bread. So it's the white flour products, and especially those that have added sugar in them. This diet high in the refined carbohydrates, not the good carbohydrates like the whole grains, but the simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, the bakery goods. If you're having trouble sleeping, you may want to try to reduce or get rid of for a time so you can get your sleep back, the white flour products, and then add slowly back to your diet.
I was just looking at something that is a list of drinks that you should take before bedtime, like cherry juice and chamomile tea.
Tart cherry juice.
Teas.
Probably
tart,
the best,
not the sweet stuff.
Right, the best drink before going to bed is this tart cherry juice, and now it's going to even be harder to find than it is now.
Yeah, why is that?
Because we just mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Warm milk, cheese, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those
very
are good,
good
also.
And a banana almond smoothie, apparently with the potassium and magnesium that's there. It soothes your muscles. And almonds are the original form of melatonin. So that sounds like you want to hit the sack, banana and a banana almond smoothie. And when we go to bed, we always kind of want to have a little snack before you go to bed. So this sounds like a good idea. There it is, some solution medical info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen. And the question begins, the questioning period begins with a reference to a discussion that we had on Good Day Health about the cost of antibiotics and wondering out loud whether or not things that become generic, as they do, would put the drug companies, the drug makers, in jeopardy. Is there any danger, Ken, that drug makers, and this is laughable, it would seem to most of us when you look at the profit and loss, but some of the newer, younger drug companies that are into experimentation, could changes in medical care and the medical realities in the coming year or years make it more likely that some drug makers will go bankrupt?
Well,
it's hard to imagine, but, you know, anything's possible, I guess.
Well, it depends. If they were to change the patent rules and the brand drugs, which have a patent, and if they were to expire earlier than current law, then that would put a damper on their profits. But under current patent laws, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for them.
Putting it right. I got it. Okay. Next, the way bacteria is not only produced, but how is it spread around? I have recently seen an article about the Ganges River, you know, the sacred river in India, and how loaded it is with all kinds of germs that are impervious, apparently, to common medicines. These are causing a lot of daunting health problems. So how would you deal with some of these things when you tell people to wash their hands? I guess the bottom line is, how do you avoid some of these deadly micro, whatever they are, organisms that make people so sick?
Yeah, oh boy, nothing like giving people peace of mind, Doug.
Thank you. You're welcome. Well, these bacteria are antibiotic resistant now, right? I mean, a lot of this stuff, the polluted rivers and stuff.
One of the encouragements by not taking away the patents that the drug companies have on these profitable drugs, as long as it continues to be profitable, they will continue to try to keep ahead of the mutations of the bacteria and come up with new products. And that is a constant battle for the drug companies to stay ahead of the mutating bacteria so that we don't develop these ultimate resistant bacteria. That battle is pretty close, but fortunately in most ways we're staying ahead of it. And then we do occasionally hear about these totally resistant organisms, and we try to isolate them, and we try to then come up with products that will resist them. But, just in general, hopefully most of us will never come upon that because, fortunately, they're still rare. But for most of us, it's just being protected from the common, ordinary, everyday bugs that are out there and exposed to all of us, and just common sense. You know, don't become obsessive about washing your hands, but, you know, before you touch your face, your nose, your eyes with your hands, make sure you wash them, because that's probably the most common way that most of us come in contact with bugs is we get them on our hands and then we touch our face, our lips, our nose, our eyes. Notice physicians, they almost never touch their face with their hands. That's how the little inside behind how they keep themselves so healthy. And then obviously things come out through the air and you want to try to get out of the wind upstream in front of you when people are just coughing and sneezing and try not to get in front of that and just, you know, teach people how to cough and sneeze properly so they don't spread it. And that's how you'll keep out of most things. When you're dealing with food, make sure it's well refrigerated, especially dairy. You know, make sure it's not sitting out waiting to as a petri dish for organisms. So that you know, stay away from food poisoning. Make sure you know where you're eating.
One of the things that, as we review what's gone on this past 10 years, the past year, the increase in how to deal with, or the increase in prominence of Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, that sort of thing, and how you fend that off, how you protect yourself. And you just answered that question sort of before it was asked. Make sure all your food is refrigerated or properly cared for. Don't take chances, you know. And if the stuff seems bad, bring it back and get your money back. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with questions for Dr. Ken. Now 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.